Blackstone Audio presents Updike by Adam Bagley. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Dedication to Anne. Introduction. In addition to the relevant facts, winnowed from heaps of raw information, a biography ought to give a sense of what its subject was like to shake hands with, or stand next to, or drink coffee with. So here, before we burrow into the life and work, is a little vignette I hope will give a taste of John Updike, the flavor of the man as he appeared to me in the late fall of 1993, when I trailed behind him, playing Boswell for a day and a half. We were in Appleton, Wisconsin, at Lawrence University, where Updike's younger son had studied in the 80s. Updike had been invited to give the convocation address, dine at the home of the university president, and talk with students in a writing seminar. It was the sort of well-paid trip Updike made over and over again. He was on display as America's preeminent man of letters, showing off what he called his public marketable self, a wonderfully controlled and pleasing performance that revealed, it seemed to me, a good deal about his private hidden self. He had barely sat down. We were at a buffet supper at the president's house, plates balanced on knees, guests in armchairs or perched on footstools, when a well-dressed woman sitting near him asked in a sweet Midwestern voice, "Mr. Updike, did you write the wonderful story about the man who swims from pool to pool?" "I wish I had," he answered at once, his voice honeyed like his interlocutor's. "That was John Cheever, the swimmer." He grinned, and contained in that wolfish grin, his small mouth...